Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts, this time in English, not in Spanish anymore. This has hardly ever happened, but I almost forgot to record this episode. I can't believe it. And the weirdest part about it is that it's actually a very special episode to me, and I almost forgot to record it. Well, let's not dwell on that. Let's not dwell on the past 5 minutes, but let's dive in. And I'm going to tell you all about my new song, Queen of Hearts, which is out everywhere now. As you may or may not have heard in my past episodes, I released my first song 3 months ago. I have a couple of songs in my pocket, and now I've released the next one, which is called Queen of Hearts. And my first song is called Too Late, the one that came out 3 months ago. And it was a heartbreak song and dealt with sort of a heartbreak situation, let's put it that way. And this one is quite the opposite. It's actually a really positive song that gives you energy and that gives you hope. And it's called Queen of Hearts because in that scenario, I am the Queen of Hearts. So I'm the queen who wins everyone's heart and who makes the rules of the game and plays it well and wins. And that's basically the notion and the entire atmosphere of the song, which I was fortunate enough to shoot a cool video with a friend of mine who did a fantastic job. And we captured some really nice shots. Yeah, you can see that on YouTube. I'm called Katarina Vila on YouTube, and the song is called Queen of Hearts, as you know. So in this episode, I really wanted to talk a little bit more about the meaning. I've talked about dating in the past. I have quite a few episodes on love and dating, and my experience with dating hasn't been so positive. Probably because I tried online dating and I tried apps like Tinder, which I don't recommend if you're a sensitive person, because it's probably gonna wreck you. At least that's what happened to me. But it was definitely one of the reasons I chose to record Queen of Hearts and to bring it out to the world and release it, because it's such a positive message and it just shows that you can be sad and you can be in a position where you doubt your own worth, but at the end, you're totally worth it and you're the one who wins everyone's heart. And now that I think about it, I mean, the song was written 5 years ago, to be honest, and was released now. So I'm in a different headspace now, in a space where I don't think dating is about power. It's really about vulnerability. So it's not about winning someone's heart or winning the game, even though that's a fun thing to imagine and to live, but only for a short amount of time, because you realize that only if you're vulnerable and honest, you can make connections with people who are the same. And in the end, dating is about finding your equal and finding someone who doesn't play games with you and you don't play games with them. And it's about vulnerability and honesty and loyalty and all of the beautiful things that you personally desire in your relationship should be reciprocated by the other person. So that's definitely something that is on my mind right now. So this episode is not a lot about Queen of Hearts, even though it is, but it's more about what I have learned about dating, and that it's no power game. It's actually the opposite. It's who can get more vulnerable. But I understand that it's really hard to guard your heart in this, because you have to be vulnerable, but at the same time, you have to, you know, really see the other person for who they are. And that's really, really hard. You know, it's really hard to know if someone is playing you or if they're being honest with you. And I would say it's so important to listen to your intuition and to trust yourself, because your intuition knows best. Like, you know if you can trust someone, you know if that person is a potential partner, you know all those things. But I think that we have, as a collective society, lost the real connection to our inner voice. And that's kind of sad, to be honest. But it's definitely something that can be regained because we're so wired to be intuitive beings. I'm so convinced of that, that it's possible for us to regain that connection when we feel like we've lost it. It's probably never gone. It's just overshadowed by the things that we think we must do, or the responsibilities that we have in our lives, or the ways that we've learned to protect ourselves. So I would say Queen of Hearts to me is a beautiful chapter in my life where I felt like I was on top of everything. And of course, you know, art and music are not always 100% real, so to say. I mean, you create things that have a little element of fiction in them. And I think that this song does as well. And that's definitely not a negative thing, because music gives you an opportunity to step into roles and experience different kinds of emotions. And I'm really happy I wrote this song and I brought it out and released it, because I feel it's honest, even though it's kind of fictitious, which is very interesting. So if you listen to it, I really hope you like it. As I said, you can listen to it everywhere, and you can watch the music video on YouTube, which is pretty cool, I'd say, if I say so myself. And yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode and this little tangent into dating and love. And I am more than happy to catch you next week in a new episode. Until then, definitely make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And I will catch you then. Stay tuned. Have a wonderful week. Bye.